Stories not only with the Miami Dolphins, but in the National Football League. Jelani Jenkins, leading the Miami Dolphins in tackles, joins us this morning. Jelani, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you?
Hey, man, I'm doing great. And Jelani, I got to tell you, man, your story has been unbelievable. This year starts. Ellerbe's the starting outside linebacker. You're kind of a special teams guy, and then you got a reputation of being kind of a pass coverage guy on backs and tight ends. And all of a sudden, here you are leading a team in tackles, 3.5 sacks, and playing out of your mind. Did you ever picture this could happen this year?
Nah, I probably didn't. I didn't think that – I didn't know how it would have happened or how it how my opportunity would have came, and I didn't know it would come like that. But, you know, I knew that once I got a chance, you know, I had, you know, the ability to do some good things.
Yeah, how is it, though? Like, you know, seriously, I thought you were going to be like a 7 or 8 year special teams guy, and then I go, well, you know, he's got pretty good pass coverage. He'll be able to cover tight ends and backs, and here you are now. You don't come out of the games. You're playing every down. You're covering guys on third down. You're tackling. You're blitzing. You're getting to the outside. I just think it's an how important is it to keep your confidence in yourself as you're waiting to get that opportunity?
Yeah, it was very important. It was very important. And I think just for me, confidence comes with preparation. And even last year and leading up to this year, you know, the preparation was all the same. And prepare for that chance, you know, in case my name is called, my number is called, to go in there, to not be any fall off and, you know, be a teammate that they can be accountable for. And with all that said and done, you know, it was just a great opportunity. And like I said, the preparation was all the same, and I came in there and, you know, did the best I could, and, you know, that was good enough.
Yeah, well, you're no longer a special teams guy, Jelani, that's for sure. Hey, Jelani, I want to ask you, all right, we got to get into the good stuff, and that is the run defense for the front seven. What has happened the last 2 weeks that needs to change? Help me out. Is it missed tackles? Is it guys not doing the right assignment? What are you seeing?
Yeah, it's a little bit of both. I mean, it's definitely some tackles that have been missed, you know, behind the line and for short gains that we've allowed to break through and create running seams. And also just miscommunication, people not where they're supposed to be. You know, some guy thinking it's this check, you know, not everybody getting it, just people being out of their gap. So we just gotta tighten down and all be on the same page and just get back to fundamentals. We'll be fine.
I look at this game as I hate to say it, I look at this almost like the season, winning this home game and how important it is to get to 8-5. Is the team treating it the same way as we are?
Yeah, we're treating it like it's definitely as important as you're saying. you know, we understand that. We understand the competition and how they're going for the playoffs, just like we are, same record, same everything. So, you know, we understand. And, you know, we're working hard. We worked hard every week.
And you know what they're going to do, right? I mean, it's no secret what they've done the last 3 weeks with their running back, who's now one of the top running backs in the league, over 1,000 yards. They're going to try to pound you pretty good, huh? I guess you guys have gone through with Kevin Coyle?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely what we're expecting. And, you know, if we don't get it fixed, teams are going to keep doing it.
Yeah. Hey, listen, let me ask you about Joe Flacco. Big guy, big strong guy, got the big arm back there. What do you see from him? I'm just curious. You've seen about every kind of quarterback, and now you're going to face a Super Bowl champion quarterback.
Yeah. I mean, I see a guy that, you know, won a Super Bowl for his team and has a very, very savvy guy in the backfield and has a unique way of getting out of pressure, you know, just kind of biding time, backing up, allowing the receivers to get open. And, you know, you just see a smart quarterback and a guy that has a really strong arm and get those bombs down the field if you're not where you're supposed to be. And it's very accurate down the field. So, I mean, I see a guy who knows how to win. And, you know, if they have a complimentary running game, that is a very dangerous quarterback.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, it's been unbelievable to watch. Hey, Jelani, you've been watching what's going on with your Florida Gators getting a new coach, and what was your thought?
Yeah, I've been checking it out. I haven't really done much research on the new coach, and – don't really know much about him yet.
Yeah.
You know, I trust that they they know what they're doing, and I know that they gave him a good interview, and
yeah,
I think they'll head in the right direction.
Now, were you a Will Muschamp guy? Did he recruit you in? Was he your guy?
He didn't recruit me. I was with Urban Meyer for two
okay.
years, and then Muschamp for 2 years. But I played under Muschamp, and really respected him as a coach. Enjoyed working with him, and was a way better player after I left from him.
Yeah. By the way, that's got to be fun for you to be in Gator country, huh? So many Gator fans down here and being able to play?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. There's still a lot of Gator fans that are also Fins fans, and, you know, they collide and they show me a lot of love. So.
Yeah. Well, they should after you make 16 tackles against the Jets. You did everything but sell hot dogs and popcorn in that game, my man, up at the Meadowlands. My God. Hey, Jelani, thanks for coming on. And, man, I got to tell you, bud, you've been a great story. It's been fun to watch. It's always nice to watch young guys get a chance and all of a sudden that you're just a special teams guy. It's got to make you feel pretty good to know that you can play every down in the National Football League, huh?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It's a blessing. You know, I thank God for it.
All right. Hey, Jelani, thanks for coming on this morning. Good luck, and we'll see you Sunday at 1 o'clock in a, if you don't mind me saying, a big-ass game, man. Should be fun.
Absolutely, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Jelani Jenkins joining us, linebacker with the Miami Dolphins.